Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, you want to touch on Katie real quick since we're talking on the Nuggets?
Yeah, well, the whole Nuggets Game 6 thing, that's kind of what happened with Katy Perry's concert that was supposed to be at Ball Arena tomorrow night. It was up in the air for a second because we didn't know how it was all going to go down. But now Katy Perry's show's been moved to July 6th. Nuggets, of course, going to play that Game 6 tomorrow night at Ball Arena. So, yeah, looks like some things got shifted a little
That's fine.
And you're still going to be able to see Katy Perry. I'm sorry. It's
just
been rescheduled to July 10th.
I thought that was wrong.
July 10th, Nuggets play Game 6 tomorrow night at Ball Arena. So you are still going to be able to see that Katy Perry show, just pushed back.
So they've moved the Nuggets game to July 10th. Is that what you just said?
They've moved Katy Perry's concert to July 10th.
Oh, my mistake. I thought they moved
the Nuggets
game.
So the Nuggets game, they're going to play Game 6 July 10th?
July 10th is when it is at 6:30.
Okay, cool.
Tomorrow.
Cool. Game 7, though, will be in like 3 days.
And Katy Perry will be there tomorrow night playing the Nuggets game.
Okay.
From what I understand.
Katy Perry singing halftime what?
No. She's going to be power forward. She's going to be taking MPJ's.
She's suiting up.
You're all up to date.
Maybe she can make a shot.
You're up to date now.
Let's go, Katy Perry situation.
She'll be in town tomorrow night, and the Nuggets are playing on July 10th.
I just want to make sure we have the right information. Katy Perry is playing Ball Arena July 10th.
Right.
Nuggets game six tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
There we go.
At 10.
That's it.
You're soon going to be able to get a little more something with your Airbnb. They're announcing that they have new services. So like when you rent a house, you can now include things like a massage or personal training or experiences tailored to specific locations. Like maybe you're renting a place in Paris. Well, you can go to a pastry making class along with your rental. Or maybe go to a gallery tour in New York City. And get this, you can also rent celebrities now. They said a few famous people are signing up to do this, like offering a day of playing football and eating barbecue with Patrick Mahomes.
What?
Maybe doing something with Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, Josh.
Isn't that neat?
Wait,
I've already signed up.
You like that? I'd like to eat barbecue with Sabrina Carpenter.
Right?
And
you're
not
like,
Patrick
if
Mahomes.
We could change that up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so that's
kind of
neat. They're expanding their offerings.
How much does that cost, though?
Google it.
Right?
So, speaking of pretty ladies, how about this? 58-year-old Selma Hayek gets to be on one of the four covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I may or may not have posted the link on our Facebook.
Yeah.
She looks banging.
Yeah.
She looks really good.
Yeah. She's always been beautiful, but it's
still rocking
58. That's crazy.
You'd never know.
She's
really taking care of herself.
She looks beautiful.
Good for her. The pictures are on our Facebook. And then get this. We finally know why Morgan Wallen left SNL so early at the very end. He didn't stand around and wave to everybody and let the credits roll. He basically just says, I was ready to go home.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what everybody thought. I mean, he posted
he was tired.
It with the plane back to God's country.
He said he
country.
Was there all week, too. He's like, I was there all week. I was ready to go home.
I was ready to go home. Thing. I'd been there all week. So I just stepped off that stage and headed towards my private
you
jet.
You poor thing.
Poor. What a life.
Yeah.
What a life. All right, Katie, what else you got going on over
there?
Well,
Denver, I already kind of knew this because people love their pets around here, especially dogs. And Denver coming in as the second most dog-friendly city in the country. So they're saying Denver scored so high because 96% of residents live within a 10-minute walk of a park. Also, owning a dog in the city, 65% say that they have a strong safety score, so they feel safe walking their dogs within the city limits.
We have a strong safety score.
Exactly.
Here
so
in Littleton.
San Francisco and San Diego were 1 and 3 on the list, but it is no surprise to me that Denver made it so high because everybody loves their dog here.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
My gosh. I mean,
everywhere.
The doggy birthday parties, the doggy bar mitzvahs, like all of the little doggy things that you see.
Getting to be too much.
It's a lot. Like, well, and again, like a lot of younger kids and younger adults are opting to have a little furry, you know, little
fur baby.
One. Exactly. Instead of
don't
an actual
call them
furries.
Child.
No,
fur babies.
Fur baby.
Different.
Fur,
but very
those are
different.
Two different things.
Two different things now.
Exactly. But the amount of spoiling that I see to the little doggy.
Oh, gosh,
yeah.
You know,
it's unbelievable.
No surprise that Denver's number two on this list.
One of my favorite breweries is dog themed, which is good with me because I can go over there and have a Dr. Pepper, and the kids like to go out and watch all the dogs running around outside. They absolutely love it. No, get a kick out of it.
It's definitely a good time because that's the thing is also the dogs around here. I don't know if it's because they just love the mountains too, but they're all so friendly, right?
Aren't
the
dogs? They're just, always sniffing my crotch.
The friendliest dogs you'll ever meet.
They sniff away. I was like, come on, all of you in here. I got like six or seven dogs smelling my crotch at the same time. It's like, I'm like, it's good to live here.
Oh, gosh. I love Colorado.
Get in there. We can fit one more in there. You get it.
Little crotch sniver. Okay, so this in the Aurora Highlands, did you see the new statue that they're putting up? Or they put up?
It's
little
tall.
Gaudy. Yeah.
It's a little gaudy.
It's a massive ode to the Statue of Liberty. It's a statue named Liberty. It's 58 feet tall. It's 37,000 pounds. And it stands near the Aurora Highlands future entrance just off I-70. But yeah, they've actually put a few statues in there. There's another one called In Every Lifetime, I Will Find You. It's a 14 foot tall couple embracing. And so, yeah, there's
cute.
Two statues that they're putting in at this entrance, and that is one of them as well.
Who's
but
paying for these?
It's quite massive. I think it's taxpayer money that they're putting
that's
these
good.
In. Yeah, but.
Did you see the Liberty one, though?
Yeah.
It's. Why are we paying for statues?
Well,
it's not.
I don't like that. Like,
it's not a good statue,
no.
I think. It's not an attractive statue.
It's not. It's the same thing with Lucifer.
Beauty is
that
in the
scares
eye of the
people.
Beholder,
yeah.
Josh. But
why are we paying for that?
And it's art. I mean, but still, I saw it and I was like, ooh.
Yeah. It was
not a fan of the statues?
Duh.
No, that's so. No. It's fine.
See, I think honestly,
statues aren't going to bring more people to a certain area. That's like that'll never happen. Unless it's like the Statue of David.
There's a little thing called the Statue of Liberty that brings a lot of people.
Yeah,
yeah. We don't have that here.
Yeah,
well, actually,
we got
do
the
now.
Big Blue Bear
we have
downtown.
The Statue of Liberty.
That doesn't bring
people to Colorado.
Oh, sure, it does. You know how many pictures of the Big Blue Bear?
Oh, you're
go that, around. That was one of the first things we did when we took the kids downtown was we went and saw the Big Blue Bear.
It's in passing.
Yeah, but
you're not
still
going to Denver to go see a
no,
Big Blue Bear.
No, that was one of the things that we were like,
one
going to Denver.
One of the things.
Yes,
one.
That was one of our destinations.
Yes, one.
The Big Blue Bear.
Yeah.
One. What other statues?
In Denver?
Like, how about all of them in D.C.?
Those are famous. Those are world famous statues.
They're still bringing people in.
Those are this Liberty statue
Josh,
is not a world famous statue.
Well, it's not, but that's what they're hoping because they're
we want this
Liberty statue to speak freedom like the original Statue of Liberty for the new
vibe.
Generation.
I don't get that vibe.
But you're
at all.
Not the new generation. They're not speaking to you. So that's the thing is they're trying to instill a sense of freedom in the younger kids out there, and that's what they're hoping to do with this statue.
It's beautiful sentiment.
Okay. passing along.
Are you mad at us?
No.
I feel like she's mad at us because we don't like the statue, Josh.
No, it's a great statue, though.
I know you're in a bad mood today. Just don't take it out on us because we don't like the statue.
It's a good statue. Just don't make the taxpayers pay for it.
Well, how else are they going to get it done?
Privately fund it.
Oh, well.
Private donations, which they might have. We haven't done our research on that at all.
Maybe there is some private donations rolling in.
But I wonder if
the
person
statues.
That made it had their eyes closed the whole time while they were making it.
I forgot my glasses. Okay.
It's one of the worst statues ever.
You know, it's funny. It doesn't say, actually. I just assumed it was taxpayers. It doesn't say in this story where the money comes from it. But it's the city of Aurora, so that's where I figure it is just, taxpayer money. Okay. Well, we'll dig into that story a little bit. Move on to the next one because I think everybody's going to love this. Portillo's opening in the Denver metro area. Jeremy, are you familiar? Portillo's hot dogs, Italian beef sandwiches. So they have the quintessential Chicago dog, right? So they have the dog with the neon green relish and the pickle on top, and it's got the peppers on
it. I've never had this.
You've never had a traditional Chicago dog with the poppy
seed
bun? I
don't
think I have. Oh my gosh, it's so good. So Portillo's is known for this. They're known for their Chicago style dog, but they also have Italian beef sandwiches, a chocolate cake that they're world famous for. So I'm really excited because they were talking in 2023 about Portillo's opening in the Denver metro area. And then they kind of just put they just stopped talking about it. And I was like, wait a minute, when are you opening? And now they are eyeing three different locations. So it looks like they're going to open three different locations at once. Littleton is one of them.
I can have one of these hot dogs.
C470 and Broadway. South Broadway.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be in that area. So they're looking at that land there. Also in Thornton at 136th and I-25.
Pass.
And in Denver, they're going to be opening up a spot, 56th and Tower. So I'm really excited because the Chicago Dogs, one, I am such a huge fan of those flavors put together, but they're Italian beefs. I've never had one, but I've seen stories on the Food Network, and every time one pops up, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Give me one of those Italian beefs.
Well, because you know the Mississippi Mud pot roast that we make sometimes, like, and you've talked about this where you're Croctober, where
you take...
Is that
where I put in soda?
You take the beef pot roast, and then you put in Hidden Valley Ranch, au jus, pepperoni peppers,
and a stick of butter,
the Mississippi Mud Roast. That's essentially what the Italian beef is. Now, God, Italians, please don't come for me. There's so much more in the Italian beef than just that.
You have that on your dating profile, too, don't you, that you're looking for a good Italian beef?
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, how you doing?
Who is it? But, yeah, so I am very excited about Portillo's opening a couple spots.
I want that now.
Hopefully
they bring us some food when they
open up.
Doesn't that
sound good?
Yes.
Check out a new hot dog spot. Mm. And I know you guys are going to love this next story because I know you both love Nate Bargatze, right?
Oh, my God,
both
yes.
Both big fans.
I love this guy so much.
Everybody loves him a lot because he announced that his Big Dumb Eyes World Tour is now going to have 3 stops in Denver at Ball Arena.
This guy's exploded.
Yeah, he had already planned on coming Friday and Saturday, the September 12th and 13th, but now he's going to have 2 shows on Saturday, one at 3 and one at 7 because the demand for tickets is so strong.
I know, I
want
to go to it too.
I've been showing my parents so many clips of him. He was just on Jimmy Fallon and he was talking about people who get up early in the morning and just one of his clips was like, I could have sworn it was 8:30 p.m. and he goes, it's not even noon yet. And I'm like, that is us. That's us.
So
we live
on.
By that. He is so funny, and I have been showing my parents clips, and now they want to go. So I'm going to get him some tickets, and we're all going to go and enjoy
one of the
shows.
Biggest comics right now. He was the biggest moneymaker last year. He made, like, I don't even know, like close to $100 million or something.
Yeah. Well, and again, you just have
He's
to
just
tip
so
your,
creative.
You've got to tip your hat to him because, like, my dad always used to say, do you have good command of the Queen's English? And that's just a good way to say you don't swear, right?
He doesn't swear.
He's clean.
And it takes a different type of mentality to be able to be funny without swearing.
Truly.
Like that.
You
it
have
does.
To sound intelligent and use real words and not rely on shock value.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I love
and telling
that.
Good stories, you know?
He's such a great storyteller, so yes. I'm excited for him
hey,
to come to
that's
the ball.
Great.
Yay. Yeah.
That's the best story you had in there.
Well, that's why I ended it with that
well
one.
Done.
Hey.
Well done, Katie.